This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to be ready for quarantine and treatment of the Nepalese brought from China. Nepali Congress obstructs house meeting, accusing partiality in Lalita Nivas land scam case. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Vaskota says no political motive behind case against Lalita Nivas land scam, and Senate accuses US President Donald Trump. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the concerned bodies to keep the students and citizens brought from China in four different locations. Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa informed the media that the Prime Minister directed the subordinate bodies to arrange the quarantine of the people brought from China in Sivapuri, Ichanku Narayan, Surya Binayak and Kair Party apartments. Amidst a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar today, the PM drew the attention of the bodies concerned to rescue Nepalese from China and manage the quarantine and their treatment. Prime Minister's press advisor Thapa further said the PM directed to arrange all necessary works to fight against the possible risk of coronavirus in coordinated manner. The meeting was attended by DPM and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali, Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattwai, Chief Secretary Lok Darshan Rigmi and secretaries from different ministries. PM's press advisor also said the meeting decided to provide 100,000 protective masks to the government of China. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has obstructed today's meeting of the House of Representatives, saying the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, showed discriminatory behavior in Lalita Nivas land grab scandal. The anti-graft constitutional body, CIA, yesterday filed corruption case at the special court against 175 people, including former Deputy Prime Minister and Deputy Leader of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party, Bijay Kumar Gokchadar, indicting them in the Lalita Nivas land scandal. The meeting was postponed without entering into the scandal agenda due to obstruction of the lawmakers of the main opposition party. Demanding time from the speaker in the beginning of the meeting, Nepali Congress Whip Puspa Bhusal objected the corruption case, saying it was filed against some ministers and secretaries, but some political and administrative leaders have been given a clean sheet. Following the protest from the opposition party, the House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota postponed the House proceedings. The next meeting has been scheduled on February 7th. Nepali Congress has accused the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, of filing a corruption case against its Vice President Bijay Kumar Gokchadar with political malice. The meeting of the party held at Congress President Sherbahadur Dewas Bura Nilkantha-based residence today said the case against Gokchadar was biased and politically motivated, claiming the Commission worked under the political pressure. Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma said the case against Gokchadar is only one of instances in a series of attempts to harass Nepali Congress cadres and leaders by charging them with false cases, saying in the West ministerial system, the PM remains the most responsible person for any decision taken by the cabinet. Nepali Congress blamed the commission of having ill intent in filing cases against the ministers while acquitting the PM of the cabinet, Madhav Kumar Nepal and Baburam Bhattwai. Congress spokesperson Sharma further said Nepali Congress had been demanding a comprehensive investigation on Lalita Nivas land scam, and the party in the favor of land investigation on all forms of irregularities and abuse of authority in an impartial manner. The government has planned to construct 300-bed capacity National Communicable Disease Hospital. Addressing the regular press meet organized at Singhadhara today to unveil the cabinet decisions taken on 3rd February, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskara said the government has given consent on principle for the construction of a communicable disease hospital with a capacity of 300 beds. Likewise, the cabinet decided to hand over the Kaski-based regional tuberculosis treatment center to Gondaki province government. Minister Vaskota further informed that the government has decided to form a guardian committee and a main event organizing committee for making 2,564th Buddha Jayanti and organizing the 3rd International Buddhist Conference. Likewise, the government has decided to categorize Ranathawe as a separate indigenous group. Minister Vaskota further informed that the government has decided to accept the loan assistance of 22.8 billion rupees from the World Bank Group for the construction of quake residence resistance settlements and provide $10,000 to make the 3rd South Summit of the Group of 77 to be held in Kampala of Uganda successful. Similarly, the government has approved Nepal Urban Road Standard 2076 Bikram Samat, Innovation Capital Investment Aid Work Procedure 2076 Bikram Samat and Private Firm Registration Regulations 12th Amendment 2076 Bikram Samat. Meantime, responding to the question raised by the journalist, Communications Minister Vaskota said no political malice has been involved in case related to Lalita Nivas land scam. Minister Vaskota further said the case has been filed at the court. The government will implement the decision of the court as the court verdict will be final. He also clarified that no political play was behind the case filed against Nepali Congress leader Bijaya Kumar Gakchadar. Reiterating the government committed to bring back the encroached government land, Minister Vaskota claimed that the government has brought back more than 330 hectare land in Terai alone. Replying a question about coronavirus preparedness, Minister Vaskota said the government is curious about coronavirus threat. He also said Nepalese in China are safe and sound and the government is planning them to bring back home soon. The National Assembly has unanimously passed the Nepal Media Council Bill 2076 Bikram Samat today. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota had presented a proposal seeking passage of the Nepal Media Council Bill 2076 Bikram Samat in the meeting of the National Assembly. The meeting has been endorsed by the Upper House of the Federal Parliament by reviewing the provisions for journalist license, examination and registration as agreed to in the Legislation Management Committee. The National Assembly's session had passed the bill without any opposition after Minister Vaskota announced that the amendment proposals to the bill related to examination, license, registration and archiving have been accepted. The minister argued that the bill has ensured the citizens' right to file a complaint against the media through the council. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break. खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बाँड्ने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back to the news. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has unanimously passed the bill on Yogamaya Ayurveda University 2076 Bikram Samat today. Earlier, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, tabled the bill at the National Assembly meeting for consideration. Taking part in the theoretical deliberations, Nepal Communist Party lawmaker Ram Narayan Bidari said the bill was not fully clear on the fundamental principles of the university. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Puchanda has said the incumbent government has put the development of Tarai Madhes in priority by linking Tarai Hill and Mountain. Addressing a program in Sira today, Chairperson Puchanda said the works of the postal highway is being carried out in water footing and soon the work of Kosi Kamal Diversion will begin soon. He also said the constitution will be amended gradually as per the need. The World Bank has approved an additional credit of $200 million, approximately 22.82 billion rupees, for the implementation of the earthquake housing reconstruction project in Nepal on January 14, 2020. An agreement to this effect was signed today by Joint Secretary at the Finance Ministry, Sri Krishna Nepal, and the World Bank Country Manager for Nepal, Faris H. Haddad Jervos. You are listening to 8 PM English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. The Senate has acquitted the US President Donald Trump over impeachment trial. The Senate found US President Trump not guilty in his impeachment trial. The Senate, run by the President's fellow Republicans, voted to acquit him 52 against 48 votes on charges of abuse of power and 53 against 47 votes on obstruction of Congress. Democrats charged Mr. Trump in December with pressuring Ukraine to seemingly a potential White House rival. Trump will now become the first impeached president to seek re-election. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China has risen to 563. China's National Health Commission said a total of 73 people died from the coronavirus over the last 24 hours. Most of the deaths have been reported in Hubei, Tianjin and Heilongjiang in the northeast and Guangzhou in the southwest. So far, the virus has killed two people outside mainland China, one in Hong Kong and another in Philippines. At least 25 countries have confirmed cases of coronavirus. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hill regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hill regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to be ready for quarantine and treatment of the Nepalese brought from China. Nepali Congress obstructs House meeting accusing partiality in Lalita Nivas land scam. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Vaskota says no political motive behind case against Lalita Nivas land scam, and Senate accuses U.S. President Donald Trump. That's the end of news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall in all three regions of the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 220 degree 15 nodes minus 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 220 degree 20 nodes minus 22 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 210 degree 35 nodes minus 37 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 250 degree 80 nodes minus 47 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degree 10 nodes 2 degrees Celsius. Celsius at 5,500 meters at 220 degrees 15 knots minus 17 degrees Celsius, at 7,000 meters at 220 degrees 20 knots minus 33 degrees Celsius, at 9,000 meters at 250 degrees 60 knots minus 50 degrees Celsius, and wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 180 degrees, 10 knots minus 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 180 degrees, 15 knots minus 21 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degrees, 40 knots minus 32 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 60 knots minus 46 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.